I'm Maeve Ann, the founder and owner of Maeve by the Sea, a gift and home shop that also supports creatives. I welcome you to this Turning Your Passion into Business podcast series, which includes top tips and insights from talented local creators who live and work their passions every day. I hope you enjoy. Hello everyone, welcome to the Maeve by the Sea podcast, and in this series, Turning Your Passion into Business, today we are talking to Pauline from Mist and Moss, and I'm very grateful and delighted to introduce you all to Pauline. So, Pauline, tell us, what is Mist and Moss?
Thanks Maeve, it's nice to be here for this chat. Okay, so Mist and Moss started off as a candle business. I was making candles by myself in my own house for years, loved it, loved the process. And when I get into something, I really get into something. So I was like teaching myself the uses of essential oils, how they burn with different waxes. I was looking at all the information that was coming out of the candle industry at the time about, and all the arguments against and for paraffin wax, soy wax, lead on your wicks, everything. I just, when I get passionate about something, I really get passionate. I do a lot of research. I put a lot of time into it. So Mr. Moss Candle started when I kind of got myself to the place where I want to make a business out of this. I want to know how to sell candles and what that could look like for me. And that's where Mr. Moss came from. The name came out of the place that we live. We're really fortunate to live at the bottom of Slieve Donard, like 200 meters away from the sea. So we've got the sea on one side and the forest and the mountain on the other. And that's what I wanted my candles to reflect.
Brilliant, Pauline. Thank you so much for that introduction to what Mist and Moss is all about. You touched on a couple of things there that I'm going to come back to. Soy wax, which is something that everybody needs to know about. And what I know through Maeve by the Sea is that a lot of people still don't know about it. So we'll definitely talk about that a bit more. And also your inspiration from the Mourns. I'm really wanting everybody to hear about what inspires you when you create these scents. Certainly you've started a business from your passion, but me knowing you, and I've known you for just over a year now, you're a very creative person. You love poetry, you love scents, and the scents inspire you to do what you do. So let's sort of unpick that a little bit. First of all, tell me about wax. Tell me why we need to know about soy wax.
A lot of people have shifted over towards soy wax now because of the side effects, I suppose, of paraffin. If you have a paraffin candle, and even if you don't want to look at the research, don't want to know anything about it, just if you look at the smoke, the dark black smoke that comes off it, or that even goes up your walls when you've got a paraffin candle lit, and just know that that's what you're breathing in. A lot of people are just more aware of their own environment, their own space, and wanting that space to be pleasant and have as little of toxins as possible surrounding them in their lives.
Fantastic. And I always tell the customers that it's good for the decor. I mean, with these good wax candles, you're not getting the black smoke on your ceiling from the burning. And as you say, you're enjoying your scents, and we'll talk a bit about the oil content that you use in a while. And it's difficult to explain to people what your candles smell like, but they do smell absolutely amazing. So great, I'm glad you told everybody about the wax. And in terms of what inspires you, we are living in the beautiful Mourne area, and you've already said that you live at the foot of Slieve Donard, just a few hundred metres from the sea, so that is your daily inspiration. But talk us a bit more about how you've created the scents that you have in your scents library, and you know what that looks like. You know, do you go for walks? What is it that you do to allow you to create a gorgeous new Mist and Moss scent?
Thank you. Well, each of my scents has its own story, and it's the stories that are really, really important to me. The stories come first, and once I have the story, then I set about finding and blending oils and coming up with a fragrance that I absolutely love that for me epitomizes the story. So for example, the first one, my first scent that I ever did is called Wild Rambling. And I love history. I love knowing the land that I live in. I love knowing what went before me. And so we were out for a walk not far from our cottage. And I'd started kind of looking at the history because I moved to Newcastle only a few years ago. I wanted to know where I was living, what's unique about it, where I lived. And so a few hundred metres from us, it's the old Donard Lodge. And I think it was demolished in the 1960s. But it sat overlooking Newcastle for so long. And it was surrounded by a pleasure garden. Massive pleasure garden, and parts of it are still there.
Wow.
Like there's this old hut, and it just looks like a stone hut, but in their day it was a it was made of shell. It had thousands of shells from the local beaches, and the only place that I've seen that has anything similar are the gardens of Ballymallow down in Cork. She has her own shell house. And the design would be exactly the same as the one at the base of Slieve Donard in the forest. But it's just there's no shells now. 100 years later, there's not a shell left. It's just stone.
Wow.
So I was looking at things like that. And then I'm looking at where even the borders of their garden on these pleasure gardens, they had their waterfalls, they had fountains, they had spaces to eat that overlooked the whole of the Newcastle area. It was incredible gardens. And what I found as well that still existed were wild strawberry trees. And they are quite unique to Ireland. As far as I know, it's only this place in the Mourns and then the Wicklow Hills, possibly some over in Kerry, where these wild strawberry trees grow. Outside of Ireland, I think it's maybe only Portugal, and they make wine from their wild strawberry trees. But I was just so taken with the notion of the what those gardens would have looked like with the wild strawberry trees, the rambling roses, and just gardens that are just for delight. I love gardens. I love growing things. My garden has everything in it. So I took a scent. I wanted a scent that reflected that, that would have been what they walked in, and what those gardens would have smelled like. And that was my first scent.
Wow, Pauline. And we've just talked about one of your scents. But Wild Rambling, I have to say, is one of my favourites. And I think it was the first candle of yours that I ever got a sniff of. I think it's amazing that you start with the story. And you talked a lot about legacy there and heritage. It's history in the area that we live in that you're actually using as your starting point for creating those kind of those scents and those smells. And it kind of makes me love your candles all the more, even to know that. We can't get that detail on the side of one of your candle boxes. And I think there's probably a podcast in each one of your scents there, if that's just us talking about Wild Rambling. So thank you so much for sharing that with us too. So I might just tell everyone very briefly, if it's okay with you, how we met and how you ended up coming into Mimi by the Sea. So I opened in August 2021. And I was open a few weeks, and there's a coffee shop beside Mimi by the Sea that we both go to quite frequently. And I know that you walked in one day and I was like, oh, it's a lovely lady here. And you asked me about, you know, was I thinking of taking in new stockists and new suppliers, and that you were a candle maker. And I encouraged you to come back and to let us sort of have a look about what you were doing. And actually, quite interestingly, looking back, that day we talked about sort of sense and inspiration just in a conversation, and you said you were trying to refine you know, just your sort of your story and how you were putting your packaging together. And unbeknown to me at that point, I didn't realize the perfectionist that you are. And now that I know you a bit better, I think the only thing I can say as a customer and a retailer is that your perfectionism comes through in the quality of your product through and through. I know from selling your products in the shop that you use a maximum amount of oil content that you can in getting those scents across. And I've been to your studio, and we're in your studio today, which is great. And you hand pour those candles yourself, and you're very sort of clear about the kind of production process, and you oversee every aspect of quality of those candles. So yes, so you came back, which was fantastic for me. And I remember the first time I took a smell of your candle, it was an absolute yes from me. I couldn't quite believe it, I have to say. And I was very privileged and pleased to be your first stockist in Northern Ireland.
That's right.
So tell us a bit more then about where you are now. And are there other products in Mist and Moss future? I'm really dying to know.
I think for me, the whole process was a long one because I had no background in retail. That wasn't my strength. So for me, walking into I have candles, I love them. How do I sell them? You know, meeting people like you and just having, you know, just have you talk to me very openly and transparently about, okay, this is your process, this is what you need. Because, you know, just even going sourcing packaging, knowing legally what I had to go through to sell a candle. And then there's the whole pricing. And I think that's the biggest thing, knowing how to price your product and then be able to work out, what do I need to wholesale that for? Just even having someone like you at that stage to talk through it with me. You know, this is how it works. This is how it works for my shop. This is what I can do for you. This is what you can do for me. And just have that synergy and that energy and form that relationship so that we're both just really clear. And for me, starting off, it was really, really helpful to know what kind of margins that retailers work at, because that was something that was completely new to me.
There you go. And I didn't realise that that was something I helped you with in the early days till you just said.
Very definitely.
Thank you for that. And actually, it's probably a good time to talk. I'm going to give you a bit of feedback here, and I'm sure we've talked about it before, but we might as well let the listeners hear. We do a refill service for Mist & Moss, or you provide one, should I say, but we support you, Mimi by the Sea, in that, where if anyone has one of your beautiful coloured pottery jars or your glass jars, they can leave them back into Mimi by the Sea, and within about a 2-week turnaround time you can refill those for them, and they can collect from Mimi by the Sea. So it's sort of, we're a drop off and collection point. And I suppose now that that happens, I kind of really take on board what the customers say about your candles, and it's nearly a bit of a panic for the people who love your product. And I won't name names because the listeners might be like, oh, you should have said that was me. But I do have a local lady, for example, who works at a desk every day, and she tells me that she has one of your pottery pots at her desk when she's on the computer, and she's one at home. And when she leaves in the pottery jars for refilling, she buys two more off me because she can't handle the fact that it's 2 weeks till she gets her refills. And that is a sign of a completely amazing brand and an amazing product. And it's testament to sort of the work that you have put in there. So that's just a bit about the refill service. But I suppose now that you're in a lot more places than just me in Northern Ireland, more people are getting to experience the Mist & Moss brand and the products. I shouldn't say brand, but you know, you are a brand, and they're your products. Is there anything else coming down the track that you're creating at the moment that you want to let the listeners maybe hear about firsthand from here?
Well, I guess because one of my passions is scent. I mean, I've always been somebody who just stops and smells everything. And I love essential oils. I love researching them, knowing how a scent can impact, the frequency can impact your emotions and your feelings, your mood levels. I was approached a while ago to work with a skincare brand to come up with a facial oil that contained the essential oils required to really relax someone, so that when they were having the experience of applying the facial oil, especially at night, that the oils would They're anti-stress, anti-anxiety oils that really help relax. So it's the whole process of knowing that the skin is being regenerated and restored because it's a very pure oil. It's a waterless facial oil. But also as they're breathing in the scent, they're really able to relax. So we got a gold level certificate for innovation for that. We've just got
fabulous.
That.
Fabulous. Fantastic.
And that brand is just launching, so I'm really excited to see where it's going as well.
And like, where can I get my hands on this? Because I think a bit of relaxation on the skin with those essential oils is something we all need. Where do we go to find it, Pauline? Is it a secret? Can you say?
It's called Nourish, and it's available online at mytherapyproducts.com.
I really pushed you there, didn't I? I do apologise. But it's better to be out there, because I think we're all jumping online right away, myself included, after this recording, to get some of that. That sounds amazing. And I think you're so connected with self-care, and it's something that I know personally from getting to know you in the time that I've stocked your products, and it's obviously a key focus for you. Do you have any tips? My kind of observation of you in your creative business is that you make space and time for your own self-care, and obviously it comes into what you create and how you try and help others. Do you have any sort of tips on a general note for self-care for anyone?
Rest. I think rest is so, so important, and it's something that can't be overlooked. And I think that if you don't make space for rest, then you have to make space for rest. So I think even in just allowing yourself to be creative, I read a really interesting study, I think it was in Forbes magazine a while back, that if you block the creativity process in your own life, that leads to depression. A higher level of depression. So you have to allow yourself the time and space to be creative. And for me to be creative I have to be in that place of I'm feeling rest, I'm feeling peace, I'm feeling like, you know, the atmosphere that I'm in is calm, and it's everything is as I want it to be, and I can just really breathe, take deep breaths, relax, and then let creativity flow. But for me, the key part of self-care is to rest, to know when to rest and to prioritise that. It doesn't mean not being busy. It doesn't mean not doing or getting stuff done. I find that when I rest, I can get more stuff done.
And do you feel that enhances your creativity? Does it give you ideas? What? I'm just intrigued, because I suppose because the podcast is turning your passion into business, and you have a very creative business, and that sort of creativity in you inspires what you do and how you do it and the process for what goes on behind the scenes, which sometimes maybe the customer or the retailer doesn't appreciate. Is there any tips that you would give to someone, you know, about how to become more creative, or even if they're sitting at home thinking, I could do candle making, or I should be, you know, drawing a bit more. Is there any advice that you would give them?
Yeah, really simply, daydream.
Wow,
just daydream. Because I think that when you allow your mind to drift, when you allow yourself to dream, your heart becomes more awake. And if you can allow your heart to start dreaming and to start visualizing, you'll start coming up with ideas, because your heart will awake your passion. That's where your passion is. Let that come out. And when you start to daydream, that's what I do. I daydream and then I start to visualize, and then I get excited, and then I figure out the process.
Wow, I have goosebumps now from head to toe just by listening to you about daydreaming. And I think it's because the Mimi by the Sea, under the sign, it says gift, home, dream. Mm. And when I opened the shop, the dream part for me was about not just my dreams, but other people's dreams. And I feel that the crafters and creators who are housed within Mimi by the Sea, yourself included, that I help you with your dreams and the dreams for your business. So that's beautifully aligned. And I'm delighted that you said that. And I've never heard you say those things before, which is really, really lovely. So I can't believe that we're nearly, I mean, we're doing 20 minutes and we're at 19 minutes. What's the story there? That flew in, it felt like 3 seconds. So just to round us up then, Pauline, I'm going to let everybody know about your website, about my website, how they can find the products. You gave us a lovely wee tip on the Nourish earlier on. I'm definitely looking up that one when I get off this recording. Congratulations, by the way, on your gold accreditation from Innovate NI. And that shows that you're ahead of the curve and within your creation that you are doing something that's a little bit different. So Innovate NI kind of acknowledge that within their gold level awards, and that's what you've got there, which is absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And yeah, I've really enjoyed the session and chatting today. I think we could literally do a podcast on each scent because we haven't talked about Irish Hig, Sea Lavender, Soft Day, which is one of my favourites. And, you know, obviously so much effort and thought and story has went in to the creation of those products. And I encourage anyone who's listening today and doesn't know you or your brand to get themselves into their local stockists or get ordering online. So to order from Pauline directly, you go to mistandmoss.co.uk, and Pauline does 3-wick candles as well. There's different limited editions on there. You're always changing things up a bit, so there's always something a bit interesting. And the refill service, they can come to us and they can sort of connect with you online around how to go about that. And I also sell Mist and Moss through Mimi by the Sea, so mimibythesea.com as well. So that's how we're going to find it there for all those products. And yeah, I mean, I've loved this. This is podcast number one of the Turning Your Passion into Business. You've been listening to Pauline from Mist and Moss. And Pauline, I thank you so much for taking part today and hopefully inspiring other creatives to get going, to rest and to daydream.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening today. You have been listening to the Turning Your Passion into Business podcast series. We hope that you got some tips and insights from passionate creators that you can apply to your own creativeness. We are Mimi by the Sea, Gift, Home, Dream, for gifts, home and supporting creatives. You can shop online at mimibythesea.com or in store in the harbour area of Newcastle, County Down, Northern Ireland.